Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, we're at the Muir National Dressage Championships and I am with Zanna Murray-Brown. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Good. Now, we're right by your stable area. You rode yesterday, you're riding today. I really want to find out a little bit about that in a minute, but can you introduce us to your horses?
Yeah, this is Erlentans. He's a 9-year-old trakehner. He was in the Prix St George on Thursday and the Inter One yesterday.
Oh, how did you get on?
He was fourth in the Prix St George and he was fifth in the Inter One yesterday, and he'll go tonight at about 5:30 in the Inter One freestyle.
Oh, amazing. Congratulations. What are you doing for your freestyle? Because you were listening to your music earlier.
I was. Actually, my it's all Thunderbirds feet.
Oh, really?
All from Thunderbirds. So I don't know if some people might recognise it, some people might not. So,
did you like Thunderbirds growing up?
Not massively, but we were looking for music, and a very good friend, Sophie, said, "What about this? This sounds great," and it all seemed to work. So hopefully it'll be a good show.
And who's put your music together for you?
Another very good friend called Anne. She's from back home, and she does it a lot. She rides a bit, and but she's amazing at putting music together. So I'm very lucky that she's just done it for me. So very lucky.
Where was your hometown? Where are you from?
I'm from Chichester in West Sussex, right on the coast. Yeah.
And you've just moved down here because the reason that we're speaking to Sunny is because I met your landlady yesterday. Dordy, I just adore her. She used to event, and she was showing me the horse that you were riding. She was like, "Oh, he's just so amazing." So when did you move here?
Well, I've moved a month ago. I moved to Newent in Gloucester with all my team of six horses, and so I'm based there. Yes, in rent here, renting a room from Dordy.
And your reason for moving there?
Because I wanted to base myself closer to Carl Hester to train more. Mm-hmm. It's a great environment there. There's lots of pro riders, and I want to be in that environment to push myself to be better all the time. So.
And how does that, is it a bit nerve-wracking? Going into somewhere where they're all like amazing riders, do you ever get intimidated? Because, let's be honest, me just walking on here, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I don't feel like good enough to be around all these amazing horses and people and riders.
No, not at all, because I think, in order to be the best, you've got to join the best and, try and be better. And I think, I want to be up there as well. So, I've got to learn and be around them in order to move up. So, maybe a little bit intimidating.
But you've got to have that confidence, though, haven't you? Especially with dressage, and when you have horses, you need to fake it.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. keep going.
Yeah.
Kick on.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all lovely people, and it's a really great environment up there, and it's a really close-knit family, and so I'm very lucky. I've been really welcomed, and it's a little bit intimidating, saying, here I am, I've got a team of horses, and I want to be really good, and so it can be a bit, but they're all lovely people.
But it's all about, I've got a little buddy here. Oh, I love him. It's all about the relationship that you have with your trainers and the support that you will have for each other. So the fact that you have the confidence in yourself to train really hard, and you've got a goal, where you want to go. I think that's really important too. One of your other horses, is it Tomoko?
Tomoko.
Tomoko.
Yes.
Is he related to Tortilla?
Totolas.
Okay. I'm really not very good with the horse's name because they're so complicated.
That's
but Totolas. Totolas was the famous dressage
stallion,
horse.
Stallion,
yes. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely stunning black.
Yes.
So, where did you get Tomoko from?
I bought him from a stud in Germany. My friend Gudrun, she's a teacher and just breeds quite a few horses. And I actually have three from her stud. And I originally saw a picture of him as a foal.
Is this him over here?
This is him.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, let's go see.
Very relaxed.
What time are you riding him today?
He was on this morning at 8:20. So he was in the 4-year-old class. And he's a 4-year-old stallion, so he's very well behaved. And
4-year-old stallion, yeah. I'd expect him to be smashing down the stable doors.
Yeah. No, he's great. He's a little superstar, so sometimes he puts the others to shame. So
he's so soft.
Yeah.
Who grooms him?
Sophie.
She does a phenomenal job. He's just like silky and amazing.
Yeah.
So we've seen a lot of his dad, over the years. He's amazing, has competed and been really successful. So he has a lot of potential then.
Yeah, hopefully. You never know what they're going to be like. You can have really great stallions and really great breeding, but sometimes the horse doesn't have their mental ability. You're up against that. But he's he's really kind. He wants to learn. He loves having attention and
I can see.
Being
So
hopefully, fingers crossed. It's early days still. He's 4. But this is great experience for him, and he made this final, so that's really good. So I'm happy.
So how did you get on? How did you get on this morning?
He actually came 7th this morning, I believe. So unfortunately, he's not through to the top 4, which is tomorrow, the final judging. But he still got to semi-finals. He still qualified for semi-finals to get to here. So I was happy with him. He went in the arena, he behaved, and that's really good.
Well, it's early days for him, isn't it? Because he's still really a baby. So in terms of his competing career, how would you do you need a lot of time for that? How long would you expect until he should be at the top level?
Well, I mean, that all comes down to like his strength and how it goes in training, whether he needs some time off somewhere or whether he'll keep going. Hopefully he'll do 5-year-olds next year, and maybe the novice or the winter finals, but it just depends on how each horse develops individually.
So. Now, you've got quite an interesting story, I hear.
I suppose I do, So, in 2009, January 2009, I was still a working pupil and still very much learning. And I was aiming for the Young Rider team that year. I won at Addington High Profile Show on the weekend. On the Monday, I was a front passenger in a bad car crash.
Oh my gosh.
And broke both my legs. And I then had 4 years of rehab and 14 operations.
Sonny, you wouldn't even know.
No, I'm very lucky. I had an amazing surgeon and a really good team. My parents, my friend, had a great physio, great personal trainer. I just, I was surrounded by very good people, and that got me back. So, but yeah, it took 4 years.
And from being able to do that and to have the physios and the help and the support, and now being in a position where you're at the National Dressage Championships, riding, you've got 3 horses here, incredible.
I'm lucky. I'm really lucky. I never thought I'd get back riding to this level, and I didn't want to do it. If I couldn't do it how I wanted to do it before the crash, I had lots of dreams and everything, and I thought, well, I'll give it a go, here we are now. I have a really good team of horses, and I did my first national championship winters at the beginning of the year, after my crash. That was the first one, and Erlend Tantz won the advanced medium there.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Well done.
And then it's back to the summers. It's the first time I've been here since before my crash in 2008, so it's good to be back.
In terms of emotionally, are you all right getting in a car and in horse boxes and driving around?
I have to drive that 26-ton lorry, so I'm fine. I can demolish everything else. Drive over everyone.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine, yeah. I mean, I was a front passenger, so I wasn't driving, so probably I prefer driving, being in control, but it's one of those things. It happened, and it was unfortunate. It was awful. It was probably the worst time of my life. But I'm fine. Yeah, you have to get on with it, don't you?
And you're completely fixed.
Yeah, I mean, I have a limited bend in my right knee, but seeming that 2 years after crash, I had an external frame bolted into my leg all the way down, and they had to re-break my leg, and they lengthened my femur, and I had to turn bolts every day to lengthen it. And so when they took the frame off, because they locked my leg completely straight, that I had about 5 degree bend in my knee. And so they got it from 5 to 90. So that was...
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's with physiotherapy?
Physio, manipulation.
Oh, bless
yeah.
you.
And just spending... I had to spend all night on a machine that made my knee go up and down
all night.
So it kept moving.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had a great surgeon. He's amazing.
And it was worth it because now you're back riding, competing at a high level, and you don't have any issues. Do you have any issues with it when you're riding?
You don't
get stiff or arthritis?
No, not at all. Actually, no, I don't.
I'm so pleased for you.
Thank you.
So, what are your plans then? What are you going to be doing now after this weekend, after the nationals? What do you do over the winter period?
Train.
Yeah.
train with Carl. Yeah. I want lots of lessons. So, yeah, just work hard, keep developing the young ones ready for next year, and then it will be probably now about qualifying for the winter semi-finals, so winter regionals in March time, ready for winter finals in April. So, it's kind of keeps going, really.
So you said earlier you're based near Carl and you'd like him to train you, and he's warmed you up a few times, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been really great. I've been training with him since about November last year. He's been absolutely fantastic. He's really helped me and early develop and push on from advanced medium up to pre-centaur and into one. I wouldn't be here if he hadn't have helped me this year. It's not only developing the horse in the right way, it's also about having the confidence to do it, and he's really good at giving you that confidence and that extra edge.
What do you think makes him so different to other instructors and other coaches? Because it's like they have this magic spark, and you just want part of it. They're passionate.
Yeah.
What do you think makes it so different?
I think I admire him so much as a rider. When you want to be like someone so much, you just want to absorb all the information. And I think having a really good coach when you're on a horse is someone that you trust 100%. You don't ever question what they say or anything, because you have to react in those moments when you're training a horse to get the best tune out and teach the horse in the right way. And I think he's very relaxed, very chilled. You know, and he explains stuff very well. You know, everyone can say something that. Everyone means the same thing, but he says it in the way that just I get, and I just feel completely at ease when he's teaching me. So that's not
family.
Me bigging him up to try and get my lessons.
More lessons, Carl. More lessons. Oh, it's great. Yeah, and your family then? So you have Sophie, who's your groom. As well.
Well, no, Sophie isn't my groom. She's actually a good friend from home, and she comes to all the big competitions and helps me. And when you have three horses, it's
it's a lot.
It gets a little bit more, so more work and stuff. And so she comes in and helps me, and it's a massive support and helped me move to Gloucester and everything. So
do you have a team? Or is it just you looking after six horses?
I have one person part-time at home, but usually it's just me and six horses, yeah. So I need to kind of develop a bit more, but...
We need some help. We need some apprentices or something, just to give you a bit of support.
Some help would be good, some days.
So you can concentrate then just on the riding
rather
than having to do all the other
stuff. The and everything.
And where you live then? So you live with Geordie.
I do.
And on the beautiful, beautiful farm.
Yeah, she has a lovely farm, and she very kindly... Carla, she had some holiday cottages, and I rang her up and said... can I come and rent a cottage? And then I ended up renting a room in the house. And again, she's been lovely, welcoming, and
That's a big move for you to make by yourself without having family or friends around you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, maybe it is, but I want to be the best I can be, and the only way to do that is, push yourself. And hopefully I've put myself in a position where I can just get as much help as possible from everyone, from Carl, and Charlotte has some young horses at the yard that I'm based at, so it's great riding with her every day. That's really inspirational. And there's other people that always come in and teach people there, and so it's great. If you want to be better, you've got to have the training and
the commitment.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you very much. So much. It's lovely to meet you.
Fingers crossed for tonight, 5:30. Hope the dressage goes well.
The Thunderbirds.
I know. Can't wait to watch it.
Cool.
And we'll speak to you soon.
Great. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter, Mondays, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, by hashtag Horse Hour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.